Ruby Ryder here to read you another erotic story. This one is called Bitch Goddess. 4 a.m. 3 more hours till my shift's over. Fuck, it's been a slow night. 3 bullshit radio calls and 2 sites for running a stop sign. The same one I'm sitting at now, and the same one I'll probably be sitting at 2 hours from now. Since I injured my back a couple of weeks ago, I haven't been nearly as proactive as I used to be. Been trying to take it easy and stay out of as many foot pursuits and fights as possible to let my back fully heal. It's been working, but fuck, it's boring. My mind wanders constantly as I sit here, waiting for some poor schmuck to run this stop sign because he's running a little late to work. And I haven't been late in 8 fucking months. Plus, it feels like it's 90 fucking degrees outside. My air conditioner is broken, and my back is killing. Wait, what the fuck was that? That car just flew through the stop sign, didn't even slow down. Without thinking, I put my car into drive and begin to go after it. This guy better not be some drunk asshole who wants to run or fight. Please, just be some dumbass who didn't see the stop sign. I light my car up, and it yields immediately. Thank goodness. My years of police training and habits kick in, and as soon as both of our cars stop, I jump out of the car quickly, so as to not let the suspect get the upper hand. Too quickly. A sharp pain shoots down my back to my legs, and I wince. I brace myself on my car door as I aim my spotlight in the suspect's rearview mirror so he can't see me. I wait until the pain passes, regain my composure, and hobble up to the side of the car. Once I get up to the window, I'm stunned. The driver is a female, late 30s, maybe early 40s, and she's got a gorgeous body which is being shown off quite well in the short skirt and low-cut top she's wearing. Before I get too carried away, I catch myself and try and keep it professional. Do you know why I stopped you, ma'am? Yes, I do, officer. I ran that stop sign. So you saw it? Have you been drinking at all tonight, ma'am?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry, officer. I was a little distracted.
I hesitate. Distracted by what, ma'am? I lean into her car a bit more to try and see if there's any trace of alcohol on her breath. None. The only thing that fills my nose is a delicious scent. It's familiar, but I can't quite figure it out. Then it clicks in. Ah, vanilla. She interrupts my train of thought. Well, I was listening to something, a podcast, actually, and I just forgot to stop. My bad, officer.
My bad? What a fucking ditz.
Her smartphone is sitting on the passenger seat, and it's plugged into the auxiliary jack. Her story checks out from the visuals. My instinct to get all the facts kicks in. I'm curious what she was listening to that could possibly have distracted her to that degree. But I decide to run her number first. I need your license, please. My words drip with, how could you be so fucking stupid? She hands it to me. I glance at it. Kathy Hansen is her name. I walk away without another word. The idiocy of some people amazes me. If she's too stupid to listen to a podcast and drive at the same time, then she sure as shit shouldn't be on the road. That's my attitude, anyway. Yeah, it's a bad night, and I'm not feeling real charitable. Stupid bitch got me up out of my car, and my back is killing me.
Officer, will you let me show you, please? I hear her voice float through the warm night air.
Right. She waits until I've hobbled my gimp ass all the way back to my car before she wants me to walk back. Fuck, my back hurts. She confuses me with her question, and I'm on alert.
Show me what, ma'am?
I just thought you'd like to hear the story I was listening to before you write me that ticket.
No, ma'am, I don't think that will be necessary. What was this bitch's game?
I don't want to hear a fucking podcast, even if it was the fucking Pope talking. Just want to write her a ticket, get back in my car, and get out of pain.
Look, officer, I'm a massage therapist, and I can tell by the way you're walking that your back is so painful you're having a hard time standing. Why don't you have a seat in my car and get off your feet for a bit, take a break, I'll play the podcast for you. Maybe you'll understand why I was distracted.
Her voice is matter-of-fact and contains no pretense that I can detect. There's a playful tone, and I wonder at that. Some people think they can flirt with a cop and get out of a fucking ticket. Some women offer more than a flirt. I'm not sure what this bitch's game is, but my back is talking to me and voting for sitting down.
I don't know if I just didn't notice it before or if she adjusted her top, but now she's showing absurd amounts of cleavage, and my back is threatening to drop me to the ground if I don't sit down soon. It's 4 a.m. No one will ever know. I know who's on duty and where they patrol. I start making excuses for myself as, without a word, I walk around the car and get in the passenger side, completely against the rules. Better fucking hope you don't get caught doing this, Alan. But my back is hurting too much to argue, and I'm a little curious as to what she was listening to. She smiles at me and waits until I shut my door, wincing as I do so, to turn on the ignition and power up the stereo. Grabbing her phone, she says, "I'm going to start it over for you, officer." She glances at my name tag, Alan. "You just relax and take it easy for a bit. Let that back rest." Hello, everyone. This is Ruby Ryder. Welcome to Pegging Paradise. I listen as a sexy-voiced woman talks about what inspired her to write the story she was about to read. She talks about kinks and dating and something called pegging. She begins to read a story she calls Hard Times at the Hotel. Leave the door unlocked. Be naked and hard. I want to open the door and find you with my glass of champagne in one hand and your cock in the other. Those were my instructions when I was 5 minutes away from the hotel. Holy shit, this is fucking X-rated. What the fuck have I got myself into? Ma'am? I'm sorry, this is completely inappropriate for me to be listening to. I get the gist of why you ran the stop sign. Frankly, that's no excuse. So I'm just going to write you a ticket and then you can be on your way. Though my words sound firm, I make no move to get out of the car. My back is just starting to feel better and I'm reluctant to move. She holds on to her phone, completely ignores me, and the recording continues. I love the way you kiss. I run my hands over your nakedness. Your ass in my hands feels so good. There's something I love about you being naked and me not. Easy access. Damn. I move to the edge of the bed and beckon to you. For your punishment, you lay over my lap with your ass presented. I can feel you hard against my legs in anticipation. Oh, fuck. In this moment, I really don't need something that speaks so directly to my fantasies. I can't let this woman see how I'm feeling, so I put my professional face on. After your ass is hot and red, and you are squirming in my lap, I tell you to lay face down on the bed with a pillow under your hips. I play with your ass, opening you up slowly, teasing you with fingers and toys for some time. Now I am speechless. Not only do I want to stay right where I am because of my back, I am riveted by this woman's words. It's like she shook my own personal snow globe of deviant thoughts and then opened it up for inspection. Before long, I am writhing with a powerful orgasm and moaning my ecstasy. Music to your ears. You know the better you please me, the more chance you have of getting fucked. What? Did I hear that right? Fucked? I tell you to get in position. On your hands and knees on the bed, you push your ass in the air like a present I get to unwrap. I stand back for a moment just to look at you. You're incredibly hard in anticipation, and your dick is dripping. Your ass is pink from your spanking, and the base of the plug is nestled between your cheeks. Oh, God damn it, now I'm fucking hard. My hands in my lap hide my dick as best I can, but I realize I'm in a spot here. Where is this gonna go? I'm listening to a fucking X-rated podcast with a suspect in her car. What was I thinking? I decide the best thing to do is just listen and wait until it's over. I tell my dick to calm the fuck down. Doesn't work. Because I am still listening, and this Ruby bitch in the podcast is ripping my secret fantasies right out of my head and talking out loud about them. Fuck! I begin to slowly pull all the way out and slide back in, delighting in the noises of pleasure you are making with each stroke, letting you feel the full length of the dildo as I make your ass mine. She wasn't kidding in the story about fucking him, holy shit. At that point, I'm wishing it was me getting fucked. But as I have never in my entire life told anyone about that fantasy, I'm not about to share it now with a bitch who can't drive, who I should be writing a ticket for. I should not be in this fucking car, and yet I can't make myself move. I gently pull out and lay next to you, rubbing your cum onto your stomach and chest while you twitch and tremble for a while, still recovering from the intensity of your orgasm. I look around the room at the evidence of our passionate coupling, clothes and toys everywhere, bed covers on the floor. I know you got what you asked for when you called me this morning and said, "Surprise me."
Ruby signs off after a little chatter and the podcast ends. Kathy Hansen smiles at me.
So now do you see why I ran the stop sign, Officer Allen?
Her look is mischievous and coy as hell, with something else underneath that I can't read. Her face is flushed. I'm not ready to give anything away here, neither the time nor the place. Write the ticket and go. Just go. Jerk off until my dick is raw tonight, maybe, but for right now, just maintain. Get the hell out of this horrendously unprofessional situation.
Right. Well, thank you for letting me listen to that. I'm going to go write that ticket now, and you can be on your way.
I say it in my best disinterested cop voice. Kathy rolls her eyes and turns away from me, disgusted. I open the door and pull myself out of the car with difficulty. My back is not happy. I make it as far as my car when a bolt of pure pain hits me, and I just bend over the hood so I won't end up on the ground. Every time I try to move, I feel so much pain I want to scream. Next thing I know, Kathy's standing behind me, telling me to try and relax. Her fingers are rubbing all the right places on my low back. She digs her fingers deep into just the right spots that hurt but relieve the pain amazingly. I still can't quite move without feeling like I'm going to end up face down in the street, but before long I am feeling better. I don't know what to say.
Look, Officer Allen. Kathy reaches around me and unbuckles my belt. I can do a much better job of helping you if this is out of the way.
The immediate relief from the heavy equipment belt stops me from protesting.
I should call for backup. My words are spoken half-heartedly.
No, I don't think so. Kathy speaks curtly, and I don't think much of it in the moment. Her hands are really helping me. I am fully aware that my radio is on my belt, which is now on the ground a few feet away, so I can't call anyone.
Might as well be on Mars as far as I'm concerned.
My back will never let me bend over to pick up something from the ground in its present condition. But Kathy's hands are still working some kind of magic, and I just relax against the car, not having much of a choice. Another 5 minutes go by with neither of us saying a word, and finally I feel a critical part of my back let go in a good way.
Wow, thank you. That feels a lot better.
I can't thank you enough, Miss Hansen. I'm still face down on the hood of my car, letting my back settle a little more. Next thing I know, Kathy is handcuffing my wrist behind my back. What the fuck? There goes my idea about no one ever knowing I broke the rules and got into her car. Fuck! I have a feeling this is going to turn out badly. Perhaps very badly.
Whoa, whoa there, Ms. Hansen. I appreciate your help here, and we can forget about the ticket at this point, but you need to let me loose.
She laughs long and hard. It has a tinge of crazy in it, and my blood freezes. Now I hope I will make it out of the situation alive. So this is the underlayer I couldn't quite read. Had I been on my game and not fucking injured, I would have read her better. Little late for that now.
Then, this bitch Hansen pulls me upright by my handcuffs, which she tightened quite effectively.
My back is not too bad, but I feel the push of something in my side and immediately click into survival mode. I ascertain that it's my fucking gun, with a quick glance down at my belt on the ground.
You're going to do exactly as I say, Officer Allen. Understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Don't worry, I'm not going to kill you. She threw the words out there so matter-of-factly. We're just going to have some fun here.
She walks me over to the side of my car on the shoulder and unlocks the handcuffs with the key on my belt.
Fuck. This woman knows what she's doing. She even knew where to look for the key.
Hook those handcuffs under your lights and then back onto your wrists.
I slip them under the mount that holds the lights on the top of my car and put them back on my wrists.
She tightens them. She has the fucking gun, so she's the boss. I don't even think of trying to take the gun away from her, not with the state my back is in. Moving quickly is out of the question. Standing up actually feels better, even if I'm fucking handcuffed to my goddamn car. I start silently berating myself. There are reasons for those rules of never getting into someone's car. Never let yourself be put in a position where the suspect can get the upper hand. God damn it, I never should have come to work today.
You, Officer Allen, are in quite a quandary, no?
Again, that scary laugh. Placate the bitch. Talk her down.
Look, Miss Hansen, we can forget about the ticket and forget all of this ever happened if you take these handcuffs off me. You're getting yourself into a lot of trouble here.
I look at her face, and I'm not reassured by what I see. She's flushed like she's been drinking, or wait.
She's fucking turned on by that X-rated podcast.
No, I don't think that's the way things are going to go here.
I have just the thing for you, Officer Allen. She walks away to her car, and I try and figure out a way to regain the upper hand, coming up with nothing. She returns and lifts her skirt, showing me a good-sized strap-on over her black lace panties. What the fuck? She reaches around the front of me and unbuttons my pants. Oh, holy hell, not good, not at all. I feel them being pushed down to my knees, and I am truly scared. Then this crazy woman grabs my limp dick in one hand and one cheek of my ass in the other, where had the gun gone, and leans into me. She speaks directly into my ear, and I am listening with every ounce of concentration I have. My life could depend on it. You were hard, Officer Allen, listening to that story. You were fucking hard. She let out a little laugh. You know you want to get fucked. Of course you do. How long have you wanted this and not told anyone? I'm guessing a long time. Guess what? I can help you with that. With those words, she pulls a small tube of lube from her goddamn cleavage, squeezes some onto her fingers, separates my cheeks, and puts it right on my asshole. It feels good, but that twists my mind up in knots because I'm about to get fucking raped here. Spread your legs and show me your ass, Officer Allen. I do exactly as told, limited by my pants and briefs around my ankles. She slides one finger deep inside me with no warning. Oh, God. I'd loved ass play with my ex. We'd never gotten very far with it, but far enough to know that any time anything got shoved up my ass, I got hard as a rock. Immediately. I'm just wired that way. With this bitch's finger in my ass, my dick is true to form and hardens, oblivious to the fact that my fucking life is in danger. What to feel, fear or pleasure? I don't have much choice because her one finger is quickly becoming two from the feel of it. Good God, it feels amazing. She knows exactly where to rub inside me in a way my ex never learned. A moan slips out of my mouth before I can stop it. Officer Allen, you fucking butt slut, look at you. Your ass is hungry for a fucking and you know it. All you cops are the same. Wait, what? All you cops? What the fuck did that mean? I feel her push that fake dick against my asshole, and I make a conscious effort to try and relax. Since I don't have a choice about all this, I can at least try and open up and not get hurt. Again, she puts her head right next to mine and whispers in my ear. Open up, Officer Allen. It's time for your fucking. The laugh that follows is batshit crazy. As she slides her toy past my sphincter, I don't care anymore about her laugh. It feels so fucking good, I can't believe it. Oh, God. Yeah, go ahead and get fucking religious. It happens to all of them. With those words, she sinks all the way inside me, and I swear to God, I swoon. Religious indeed. She starts fucking me, and I can't stop the moans from coming out of my mouth. After a while, I don't even try. I'm getting fucked up my ass for the first time in my life, and it feels better than I could have imagined. And I am handcuffed to my car, helpless. I'm getting raped. A total mind-fucked ride along with the ass-fuck. The amazing thing is that my back doesn't hurt anymore. At all. Small favors. I go back and forth between the fear and the pleasure until she thrusts into me faster, and waves of pleasure start sweeping over my entire lower half. I am pushed away from the car a bit for balance, and my dick is hard, bouncing every time she pushes into me. Her hands are on my hips, pulling me to her. I feel her body stiffen behind me, and her fucking becomes primal. This bitch is going to get off. Oh, fuck, yeah. I feel her tremble behind me and pause. I'm too blown away and too scared to say a word. The whole scene is surreal. The night air has finally cooled off, and I keep catching that scent of vanilla as she resumes fucking my ass, but good. I can feel something starting to build inside me, and suddenly the bitch, who I am now thinking of more as a goddess, reaches around and takes my dick in her hand, roughly jerking it off while she pounds into my ass. Again, that voice in my ear and that scent of vanilla. It's time, Officer Allen. She changes the angle of her thrust, and 10 strokes later my world explodes. Wave upon wave of pleasure sweeps over me, and I struggle to stay standing. My dick is shooting hard everywhere. with every stroke of her hand and every stroke of her fake dick inside my ass. It all feels so good, I go back to religion. Oh, oh God, oh fucking God, holy fuck. The goddess continues fucking me and jerking me off until I whimper with oversensitivity. Only then does she stop, pulling her fake dick slowly out of my ass with a pop that practically sends me to my knees. Laughing that crazy laugh, she walks back to her car. She removes the strap-on and throws it in her trunk, pulling her skirt down again. I am really, really afraid that she is going to drive away and leave me there, handcuffed to my car, pants around my ankles, and cum everywhere. But she turns around and walks back towards me, and I let myself feel hopeful that no one will ever find out about this, that she will let me go, that I will live. She has my gun in her hand again. Fuck. Praying. She talks into my ear again, slowly and clearly. Officer Allen, in case you're wondering, this is what I do. I fuck cops. I run stop signs in the middle of the night in these podunk places all over the country. You cops are all the same. You get one look at my tits and you lose your edge. You listen to Ruby and you lose it even more. Wait, other cops had gotten in the car with her? Seriously? It's usually a small matter to gain the upper hand. You were a piece of cake with your bad back. Hope you're feeling better, by the way. Hope your back is feeling as good as your ass. She laughs loudly at her own joke. I'm fucking speechless. Then she takes a flash picture of me with her phone and smiles. So go ahead and report me. Call it in. I'd love to tell my story down at the station in detail. I'd love to put this picture up on the internet, too. She unlocks my handcuffs and walks away, still holding my gun in one hand. I don't chase her. I just stand there like an idiot, with my pants around my ankles. Kathy Hansen gets into her car and starts up the engine. Her window comes down just as she's driving off, and she throws my gun out. Bitch. Goddess. Fuck. This is gonna fuck with me for the rest of my life, I can tell. But I'm not so sure I'm unhappy about that. I hope you enjoyed that story. I enjoyed reading it to you, and I definitely enjoyed writing it. I do want to put a comment at the end of this story that, of course, I don't condone non-consensual rape anytime, anywhere. It is just for the sake of the story. So there you have it. Thanks for listening.